From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Recently I spoke about the noise that can upset understanding of the message that we are communicating. When the receiver gets part of the message, or it is distorted because of the noise which accompanies the transmission. As radio amateurs, we can appreciate the analogy which is used in explaining person-to-person communication in the classroom. Of course, there are many reasons that clear communication fails in getting the message across. One that you may have heard of is called confirmation bias. We all have the tendency to identify with someone whose generally perceived view of the world is the same as our own. That's part of human nature, and it is used in building a sense of belonging or sense of common purpose. However, when information has to be analysed and put to good use, it is this very way of thinking that has to be put aside. We have to try and be the rational, honest person that we want to believe others should be. And here's the rub, that unconsciously we believe that what we are told is the right thing just because it agrees with our own personal opinion. There are times in life that we have to try and become the honest and rational person in making the right choice for ourselves, our family, or a body we belong to. Confirmation bias can stifle the growth of a club or organization by attracting a group or a clique that become dominant and cut out the other members from the action. It's something that we have to guard against, to do the best for everyone. It could be lonely sticking to your guns by yourself, but doing it for the right reason is what we call integrity. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.